Word of the chat with Mrs. Burns, third grade.
I'm Kate.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Jade.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Eliana.
I'm Isabella.
And I'm Arabella.
And today we're going to be talking about two books that we are reading in our class.
The Witches by Roald Dahl.
So first, So there was a little boy, and he was staying in a hotel with his grandmother. And his grandmother got him 2 mice, but the manager of the hotel didn't allow mice.
And then if he found out that he had mice, because the maid screamed, and then
they made a deal with him that said if they keep the mice out of sight of the people in the hotel, they could keep him. But if they didn't, the mice would drown in a bucket of water.
Yeah, so he went into a ballroom to train them in secret, and a bunch of women came rushing in.
So he didn't know who they were,
but they were actually witches.
And his grandmother knows a lot about witches.
So he kept quiet and hid behind the curtains.
The witches didn't see him yet.
And then when they found him, because one of them smelled out, because to the witches it smelled like dog droppings. I know that's kind of weird, but yeah. And so when they found him, the Grand High Witch poured all the Mouse Maker 3000 into
his body.
And
okay, so the potion was Formula 86 Delayed Action Mouse Maker, and once they put it in his mouth, he turned into a mouse.
500 doses of Mouse Maker 3000.
Then he tried to tell his grandmother, and then his grandmother knew he was turned into a mouse by the witches.
And then he knew that he wanted to get the formula from the witches, and he figured out that and he remembered that the witch said that the witch lived the floor under him.
So that afternoon, he went and snuck the bottle from the witch's hiding place, and he has the bottle.
Then, so he brought the bottle into the kitchen, and he put the mouse maker into their food.
He had to swing over shelves, and he couldn't let the cook see him.
He went onto the shelves and he poured the mouse maker into
the witch's
soup.
But then chef saw him and chopped off his tail.
But eventually he got away, but he ran up the cook's pants.
It was very gross, but he did it for saving his life.
And that's how far we got. Okay, so today we're also talking about another book that we're reading, and it's called Pax.
It's about this boy that found a fox that didn't have any family because the rest of his family died. So he found the fox and took care of him for 5 years.
5 years, okay. Then his dad made him bring the fox to the woods because his dad was going to war and he had to live with his grandfather.
But his grandfather didn't want Pax, so they dropped him off in the woods. And Peter went out. Peter didn't like that, so he went out to find Pax.
On the way to find Pax, he was climbing in the woods, and then his foot got tangled up in roots, and he broke his foot.
then he met this girl named Vola, and she helped him get better.
But when he asked, "Why are you walking so weirdly?" then she showed her leg, and it was a wooden leg.
And then she ended up, like, taking care of Peter, but she would end up not letting Peter out of the barn until his foot would heal.
Meanwhile, Pax met a female fox named Bristle and her little brother named Runt. And Runt loved Pax, but Bristle didn't like Pax because he smelled like humans and she had a bad experience with humans.
He also met an older fox named Gray, and Gray was his friend. Gray had a mate, which also was Pax's friend.
Bristle told Pax to stay away from Gray, but when Gray found Pax, they made great friends.
And then Peter now is he's working on his leg, and he's trying to go and prove to Vola that he is strong enough to go by himself and find Pax.
That's how far we got with Peter. So now Pax doesn't know that Peter is trying to find him and that he went to his grandmother's house. So now Pax is going with Gray to find his old house. And that's how far we got for those two books. We hope you like it. Bye-bye.
Thanks for watching
on the chat.
Listening.